It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, it was a beatdown yesterday. We all feel good about Drake May.
What happened?
Well, I take that back.
No, not everybody. You and I do.
Yes. The you all on this show,
can't
we all.
Speak for everybody.
Yeah, I feel like there are a lot of people out there that are still worried about rushing him, breaking him, et cetera, et cetera. So you can jump in on that, 617-779-7937. I really don't want to be too happy the day after a 20-point loss. Like I don't want to be too thrilled about the performance
of
Drake May.
Yeah, but it's a new time, Jones.
It is. I don't want Drake May to override everything, though. And so we spent most of that first hour discussing Drake May in the offense. We should spend some time on how much of a debacle the rest of the team was and how poor that defense is almost overnight. You know, Jerod Mayo was on the show, the Greg Hill show this morning, discussing the roster. He didn't want to go there. He didn't want to get into how poor the roster is.
Yeah, it doesn't really help him to say that.
No.
I think we know from the outside, and that's the one thing that he really has going for him. Whether you like Mayo or not, and whether you were happy Belichick is gone or not, Bill Belichick was the roster guy. So he was the coach and the roster guy. So for 20 years as a fan, that's what you're used to. You're used to blaming the same guy or celebrating the same guy. With Mayo, he has nothing to do with the roster. We didn't even think he could pick the starting quarterback, for God's sakes.
Right.
So he's just doing what he can. Like, he's like Alex Cora. Like, he's like, these are the guys that I've been given, so I'm going to try to make the most of it. I don't have a whole lot to work with.
Okay, but doesn't he have the same to work with as Bill a year ago?
Yeah, but it's Bill's fault.
Okay, but
Mayo didn't bring any of these guys together.
But
Mayo was out there scouting Ben Smith.
No, I got it. But defensively, Bill got a lot more out of this defense than Mayo's getting out of it.
Oh, okay, sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Go there. Yes. Yeah.
I'm talking strictly about the defense. Like, Bill built the roster, and it's terrible. Elliot Wolf should not skate. Elliot Wolf has been here.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the reason Tyquan Thornton still is here is because Elliot Wolf probably was on board with that draft pick.
Yeah.
If it was just Bill's guy and a guy nobody else wanted to take, Tyquan Thornton would be long gone.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of rumors about trading him, and no one's going to trade for him. He sucks. News flash to him, but he sucks. And so when you look at the defense,
The defense is rough. And so yesterday was
There's no Barmore, but you're getting a full year out of Gonzalez. You didn't really have Judon last year anyway, so Judon getting traded really shouldn't impact that.
Yeah, Barmore, Bentley, Peppers would probably be the three guys that are gone.
You re-signed all these Belichick guys.
Sure
you brought them all back. And so there are some injuries that have piled up, fair, and they look better when Peppers was out there. They look better when Bentley was out there for a week. But they shouldn't look this bad on defense. And that's not just about personnel. And Mayo would say it. We played the clip earlier. The run fits are terrible. It's embarrassing what we're doing out there. You know, I feel badly for Drake May, and we let him down. Like, we should be able to criticize beyond just the roster, the coaching on this team. Because, again, Keith, they start off the game yesterday. They can't line up properly on the kickoff. It's a million penalties. They can't stop the run for the second week in a row. Houston marches down the field on them, and before you can even sit down and have a beer, the Patriots are losing 7-0 before Drake May even gets on the field. Like, that is a problem, and that goes beyond the roster that they built. That goes beyond the attrition under Bill Belichick. That is X's and O's, scheme and coaching, and Mayo deserves a lot of criticism for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think, well, for that one side of the ball, right? I mean, I think the offense last year was atrocious. Bill couldn't fix the offense last year. Bill couldn't fix the offense ever since Tom Brady left, right? Like, there was always a mess. You had the one decent year with Josh McDaniels, but other than that, it was a disaster. But if you just want to talk about defense, and it is pretty close. We just highlighted some of the players that were there a year ago that were not there now, but it is pretty close. Last year, they finished 15th. In points allowed. So just sneaking into the top half of the league.
And I do think, by the way, as I'm giving Bill some credit for the defense, which is not really my side of the street,
no.
I will say some of that was manufactured. Like, I think Bill artificially, you know, slowed games down, and that helped them. It gave them no shot on offense. It gave them no shot to win games. But I think some of that was artificial.
Also, last year he spent, or his last draft, I feel like he spent almost all his picks on defense. He, like, everything was defense,
yeah.
and whether those guys all played or not. Whereas this year, the entire draft was offense. They drafted one defensive player, right? It was all offensive guys, which they needed to do because they were just so bad at it. So some more of their resources went into it. Your best resource didn't even play until yesterday on offense. So, yeah, the defense should be better. And I think the penalties are what kind of stands out. And it's also, you know, not to get like revisionist history, like Bill Belichick coached a 4-win team. I feel like the further we get away from that, the more people think that every year here was great and every year was buttoned up. Because I remember laughing at NFL, like national analysts talking about the team, being like, well, they're always good on special teams.
I'm
like, no, they're not.
They're well drilled and they're so well schemed.
A lot of that went out the window in like 18-19, or, you know, even, you know, I know he didn't play special teams, but when Brady left, it seems like a lot of things just kind of went away, and there would be penalties. There would be missed tackles. Like they had a lot of years where things kind of struggled, but this is a team where, because the roster's so bad, and part of that's Elliott Wolf, part of that's what Bill left over, or everything else, you can't afford to give teams extra first downs, extra yards, extra anything. You need to, even if you don't have the individual skill as some of the players do on the other side of the ball, you can't commit as many penalties, or you're not going to give yourself any chance at all.
Yeah, so I do feel like Mayo has skated to a degree, and he's overseeing a team that has one win. We give him a lot of credit for the win the first week. You know, take him to the hill, and we're going to be ready and well-conditioned and all this nonsense that we parroted after the first game because it looked like there was something to it. That's all gone. And now they're playing all these non-competitive games where they're poorly coached and poorly aligned. Yes?
Oh, Nick, can you turn my news boss on real quick? Because this is a gem. This is one of my favorite go-tos, and we are now, what, 6 games into the season, so will this come true?
You feel like more wins next season than this past season? Like, is that...
I do feel that way.
Okay. So we got you on record.
You got me on record.
Yeah. All right,
that we're going to win more than 4 games?
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record?
Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, good. All right.
More than four wins?
He might regret that one.
All right, we'll see.
Look, I had him down for 6, so I agreed with him, but like he might regret that one the way it's going. And they're getting worse and non-competitive on defense specifically. Going to the other side of the ball, I know we're talking defense here, but Van Pelt gets so much of the criticism for the operation on offense that I also feel like Mayo skates a little bit there too. And so we really need to look at it and go, the team is crumbling. Their fundamentals are poor. They're penalized each and every week at a ridiculous rate. It was 9 penalties yesterday. The yardage wasn't as out of control as the Dolphins game, but it was 9 penalties yesterday, including the opening kickoff, which is a reflection on being ready to go.
Which has happened like 2 times.
Yeah. So, like, it's just, I feel like he's gotten off a little bit lightly there. And for all of the issues they have on defense, I would look at him and I would say it starts there. It starts with the defensive guy running the team. They've gotten worse over 6 weeks. That's who I blame the most, even more than the roster. They had pieces on defense on paper, and they're horrible. And so that's who I look at.
I do think not a lot of coaches are great at both sides of the ball right away. I mean, even till the end, everybody was saying Belichick was a defensive guy. Like, he'd been a head coach for 20-plus years, and they're like, defensive guy, and wasn't getting any credit on offense. You know, you go back to, like, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, all these guys. I wouldn't freak out about them if their defenses didn't turn around because, like, they were hired for offense, and then you sort of get the whole team working together. So with Mayo, I do give them a little bit less of a break on the offensive part. Unfortunately, they had to go with their 12th guy to run, like, their 12th choice to run the offense. So that kind of sucks, but I feel like I'm not putting that one on Mayo. For him to really justify the hire, though, the defense needs to be a lot better. The defense really does. Plus, there are some good players. Even with the injuries, there are good players. Like Keon White and Christian Gonzalez. Kyle Duggar was back out there. Like, they do have good players on defense. They need to be better than, you know, where they are right now.
No, I agree. And so, what's wrong with the defense and who do you blame for it? And some of it, by the way, yesterday, some of that you can blame Drake May for. They had short fields. I mean,
he didn't help them.
The defense was defending short fields for Houston. Some of that is on having a young quarterback out there in his first start. And that's what kills you with some of the turnovers. So all your Drake May thoughts today, I like these on Twitter, at JonesWEEI, at Keefe21. Guys, he turned it over 3 times, by the way.
Oh.
Never seen so many people so excited for a 3-turnover, 20-point loss. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, well, let's come to grips with that, right?
We've fallen, yes.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not anytime soon, it doesn't feel like. The Texans are one of the five best teams in the league. The Patriots might be the worst team in the league. So the only way some people would be happy now is if they won, which, great, I guess that's the curve. But, like, you need to probably adjust your expectations for this team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I've ever felt so good coming out of a 20-point loss. But no. For the first time in 5 years, you look like you might have the franchise quarterback. And maybe you felt that way about Mack his rookie year, so maybe 5 years is too extreme. But the first time in a while, you feel like you may have the guy. So that's something worth feeling good about. But the team was a disaster yesterday, and they're getting worse. Your thoughts on all of it? 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. We're going to be joined by Hunter Henry coming up later on this hour. We're also going to take you around the NFL Week 6. What happened here on Jones and Keefe right after Trending with Billy Lady? It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.